To this day, every year, you know, you go through an awful lot drafting guys, because you kind of want to see them on the football field. This is your time, first time seeing them. We've worked with some of the players all week, which is good. Some of the plays, you know, you talk to the players about, you know, doing something to make the coaches notice them. And, you know, seeing how guys can, you know, perform on the center stage. You know, we have a first round draft pick. Great catch by Mike Evans out there today, but he's been doing that all week. You know, he's a good football player. It's good to get Austin Seferin Jenkins, you know, into camp. He made it in last night for the first time. He has a foot that's a little sore right now, so his reps are limited. But we'll bring him along slowly, hopefully get him out there before long. Besides that, it's just good work. I'll take your question.
Bobby, how quickly has Mike Evans picked up the scheme for a young guy? Is he coming along well?
Yes, very quickly. You know, Mike, of course, he has great hands and physical ability. You can see that. But it does take a lot for a rookie to come in. And we're not there. We're not game ready by any means right now. But we like the progress we've seen from day one with him.
You said that he's made some catches like that earlier in the week. Just give us a quick breakdown of what you've seen of him, what's impressed you.
You know, great size. It's good to see him up close, you know, going against a 5'10 defensive back. We have some big, tall men out there making plays, but he has excellent hands. You saw that in college, so we haven't been surprised about an awful lot. You know, you take a player that high in the draft, you expect to see some spectacular plays from him, and we've gotten that.
Lovey, it's awfully early. It's a long way to go, but how do you envision using Charles Sims?
We just felt like we had a good running back group, but we felt like Charles would bring something else to the group. And I'm talking about a pass catcher out of the backfield. He has excellent hands, great quickness, different dimension, has a little bit more size, a little bit more height than some of our guys. You can't have too many good running backs. We'll let it play out, but he'll give us a little bit more in the passing game than what we've had.
Obviously, he's a guy who was not the most popular draft pick made. I think he surprised probably more people than anybody. Do you think he'll change people's opinions of him?
Well, it's according to whose people, the people you're talking about, Gary. We loved him. We have an excellent running back coach who liked Matt Forte when no one else did. He, Tim Spencer, came to me after the Senior Bowl talking about Charles Sims. We did a lot of research, whether someone else liked him. He's a very good football player, and in time, everybody will grow to really like him.
Does it affect how you feel about Doug Martin? I mean, is this a reflection
of
that?
Not at all. We need as many good players as we can possibly get. When you're 4-12, you need a little bit more, and that's what we're doing. We're trying to add as many weapons as we can, guys that know how to get the ball in the end zone.
Is Martin's sore foot from his previous injury or from here?
Well, not from here. I mean, he's first day out there, so it's a previous injury, yes.
With one quarterback on this rookie roster, Brett Smith, he got a lot of work, but some of your coaches got in some throwing action too.
Well, for a player coming in, you know, undrafted player coming in, you want to show the coaches what you can do. What better way than take every rep out there today? I asked, talked to him before. He said he was good to go, and he did a decent job of performing today.
Lovey, what Mike Evans is going to do for you? Is he going to be a guy that can make plays that maybe aren't there, like what he did out there today, a play that you think that's probably an incompletion, except for a guy like that?
Again, when you draft a player that high, you expect him to do a little bit more than just the ordinary. And we've seen Mike do that. Mike had a great college career, made a lot of plays like that. And a lot of times what you see in college, you know, you get a chance to see that in the next level too. We're expecting that.
Lovey, have the players met or exceeded your expectations of bringing what you teach them in a classroom out on this field?
I don't want to met, I would say. You come in, you don't know what to expect, but just from everything we've done, the players have just stepped up. Every time we've asked them to be here, they've done that. They take coaching. So nothing is surprising me right now. We expect guys to come out and go to work every day, and that's what they're doing.
This is an exciting time, but is it also a frustrating time because it takes them a long time?
No, just exciting. We know there's a process you have to go through. Like today, you know, a lot of you probably came out here to see a Super Bowl ready team from rookies, and it doesn't happen like that. I've been through it plenty of times. You set the bar the first day, which we've done, And you do go through the process. It's fun on that journey to get to the top.
Love, you have set the bar high by saying, come out here and impress us, make some plays, do something to get noticed. A lot of times this is viewed as kind of an orientation where you just kind of ease into it, learn the ropes, but why is it important for these guys to seize this opportunity?
Well, it is a combination because you only have so, is it. I mean, you know, before some of these guys came in, I mean, we had a 90-man roster already. You need to take somebody's spot. One of the things I did Monday was put up the numbers on game day on how many we're going to dress and, you know, at each position. The guys need to know there's competition, and every time you get an opportunity to perform, you need to do something better than someone else at that position.
One of those areas that might be opportunities, linebacker. What have you seen from Nate Askew in the short time he's been?
Nate, haven't seen a lot so far. You know, Rick, it's hard for some of the – you can see a lot more from some of the other skill athletes. But for Nate, you know, big – you notice him big, strong, fast. But he's green. You know, he came in at A&M as a receiver, and now having to make that move, he has potential. But, you know, potential is scary sometimes. Right? He has a lot, long ways to go, but it'll be fun watching.
For the record, what do you think of Doug Martin?
Doug's our starting tailback. He's on most of the billboards around here. He's an all-pro running back. There's nothing to dislike about Doug Martin. At the same time, we want Doug around for many years, and by that, you need to have some other guys. He can't carry it every second of the way. He's done everything we'd asked him to do. Couldn't be more pleased with him.
Coach, those you saw Patton and Haran, their field of punts in the middle of the practice there. Are you guys trying to get an exclusive look at each one of them, try to see what speed they present?
Yes, that's an error, you know, that we need. We felt like we needed to address. And the more things you can do, you know, of course, the better your odds of making it. And we're looking for guys. Both of those guys have decent hands, and we wanted to see. Robert has been working on returning punts through his off-season work, so it was good to see him out here. It doesn't get any harder than today with the wind blowing like that, but as I told him, there'll be a few games where the wind will be blowing like that.
Lovey, for your offensive linemen out here, they can't hit anybody, but so what would you say you're really looking for to see for a guy that's who's a Lovey Smith offensive lineman?
Well, you're right, you can't, but you can hit the sleds and hit the bags and all that, but you can show athletic ability at all positions, and that's what we're able to see. We put them through a lot of agility drills out there. Guys have distinguished themselves this past week. We have about three of the guys that have looked decent, without me going into detail, of course, who they are. But you can. Every time you go out here and you go through drills, you can show the coaches something that you can do.
Love, you got a number of guys with basketball backgrounds. Some of them played more basketball than football, you know, in many cases. But what's your experience with people like this? Some guys in the league that have been really successful coming from that area.
Good question. And my experience with that is that it's hard playing basketball. Anybody can't go out there and play basketball. It takes a good athlete with quickness, size, vertical. Sure. It's a lot of different things you get from playing basketball. And if everybody can't do it, normally that translates to getting good production on the football field. So same thing with everyone can't run fast. I think all of those things, if you can do something exceptional, it kind of helps you as a football player.